digestion in mammals. Mammals undergo holozoic mode of nutrition. Holozoic nutrition involves taking food into the body for digestion, absorption, and assimilation. The processes involved in holozoic nutrition are ingestion. This is the taking in of food. Digestion. This is the breakdown of complex food substances into simpler units that can be absorbed. Absorption. This is the uptake of simple molecules into living cells. Ingestion. This is the discharge of any unabsorbed food component. The alimentary canal and the digestive system. The alimentary canal. It is the path along which food moves. The alimentary canal includes the following: the mouth, pharynx, esophagus, stomach, duodenum, ileum, colon, rectum, and anus. The digestive system. It is the alimentary canal and its associated organs that develop in the digestion and help in the digestion of food. Parts of the alimentary canal. 1. The buccal cavity. 3 pairs of salivary glands secrete saliva through the salivary duct in the buccal cavity. 2. Pharynx. This connects the buccal cavity to the esophagus. 3. Esophagus. This passes through the neck and thorax and connects the throat to the stomach. It has mucus glands which secretes mucus. The stomach. The first part of the stomach near the thorax is the cardiac region. Entry of food into the stomach is regulated by a ring of muscles called cardiac sphincter. The last part of the stomach to the small intestine is the pyloric region. Exit of food from the stomach through the pyloric region is regulated by a ring of muscles called pyloric sphincter. Small intestine. This is the largest part of the alimentary canal and is divided into two regions, the duodenum, which is the first part, and the ileum, the second part. Most digestion and all absorption of digested food take place in the small intestine. The caecum. This connects the small intestine to the large intestine. This is very prominent in herbivores for cellulose digestion, but reduced in humans. The appendix. This is a blind ending of the caecum, which virtually plays no role in digestion. The large intestine. This is made up of the first part, namely colon, and the second part, rectum. The colon. It has three parts, the ascending, transverse, and the descending colon. It is wider than the small intestine and has no villi. The rectum. This opens into the anus for ejection of feces. Food and waste move through the digestive tract by means of peristalsis of the tract's wall. Movement of food along each segment of the tract is regulated by a ring of muscles called sphincters that can contract to temporarily close the region of the tract. Movement of food is also aided by gravity. The summary of mechanisms involved the movement of food in the alimentary canal. 1. The peristalsis. This is the contraction of the muscles of the walls of the alimentary canal, which secretes way movement of food. Sphincters. This is a ring of muscles which regulates entry and exit of food in each segment of the alimentary canal. 3. Gravity, which directs food downward. 4. The dietary fibre, which serves as a bulk on which muscles of the intestine contract. 5. The mucus, this lubricates food. Digestion in the buccal cavity. Three aspects considered here are chewing, action of saliva, and the tongue. 1. Food is chewed into small bites. Importance of chewing. 1. It provides a large surface area for the action of enzymes. 2. It makes swallowing easy. 3. It breaks cell walls of plants. 2. 3 pairs of salivary gland produce a digestive juice called saliva. Composition of saliva. We have the mucus, salt, enzyme, and water. Functions of saliva. 1. Mucus in saliva softens and lubricates food for easy swallowing. 2. Water in saliva acts as a solvent for food. 3. Salts such as sodium chloride and sodium bicarbonate provide an alkali pH suitable for the action of petrolin. 4. Enzymes in saliva called petrolin converts crude starch into maltose. The tongue. 1. It tastes the food. 2. It mixes the food. 3. It works the food into balls called bolus for swallowing. Swallowing and movement of food in the esophagus. During swallowing, the epiglottis closes the respiratory tract in order to ensure the food does not enter the respiratory tract. Swallowed food moves in the esophagus by peristalsis into the stomach. Mucus produced by the walls of the esophagus lubricates food for easy movement. Digestion in the stomach. The original function of the stomach is to store food. Other functions include canning, which is mixing food, secretion of enzymes, and digestion of food. A hormone known as gastrin stimulates gastric glands in the walls of the stomach to release gastric juice. The muscles in the walls of the stomach churn the food and mix it with gastric juice. Food mixed with gastric juice is called chyme. Composition of gastric juice. 1. Dilute hydrochloric acid. 2. Mucus. 3. Two enzymes, namely pepsin and renin, which exist in inactive forms as pepsinogen and prorenin respectively. Functions of gastric juice in food digestion. The mucus. It protects the walls of the stomach from digestion by dilute hydrochloric acid. It lubricates the food and prevents self-digestion. Dilute hydrochloric acid. It stops the action of petrolin. It activates inactive pepsinogen to active pepsin. It activates inactive prorenin to active renin. It provides a suitable pH for the action of stomach enzymes. It sterilizes the food by killing most bacteria. Hydrolysis proteins to polypeptides. It stimulates the contraction and relaxation of pyloric sphincter in order to regulate exit of food from stomach. Pepsin. The main enzyme which starts protein digestion in the stomach is pepsin. Pepsin catalyzes the conversion of proteins to peptides to renin. The enzyme is active only in children feeding on breast milk. Renin clots milk protein by converting soluble milk protein called caseinogen into insoluble form called casein so that the pepsin can act on it. It should be noted that protein present in milk known as caseinogen is a soluble protein. Pepsin, which is a protein digesting enzyme in the stomach, cannot digest soluble protein. Hence, the need for renin to convert it to insoluble form, known as casein, for pepsin to act on it. Digestion in the small intestine. The small intestine is made up of duodenum and ileum. Most digestion and absorption of food takes place in the small intestine, which is the ileum. Digestion in the duodenum. Associated organs of duodenum are liver, gallbladder, and pancreas. Two sections in the liver and in duodenum are 1. The bile produced in the liver and stored in the gallbladder, and 2. The pancreatic juice produced in the pancreas. Both secretions are alkaline and are released into the duodenum through the pancreatic duct. Composition of bile. 1. Bile salts. 2. Bile pigments, which are waste products of degradation of red blood cells. 3. Cholesterol. Composition of pancreatic juice. 1. Enzymes, which include pancreatic amylase, pancreatic lipase, and trypsin. 2. It also contains hydrogen carbonate ions. Digestion in duodenum. The two secretions in the duodenum are bile and pancreatic juice, both of which are released through the pancreatic duct in the duodenum. Food mixed with secretions of the duodenum is referred to as chyle. Role or functions of bile in digestion. A bicarbonate ion in bile salts neutralizes this acidic kind to an alkaline pH, with which enzymes in the pancreatic juice can act. Sodium glycolate, a bile salt, emulsifies fats and oils and makes it easily digestible and absorbable. Functions of bile in summary. 1. It emulsifies fats and oils. 2. It neutralizes food by providing alkaline pH. 3. It helps in the absorption of fats and oils. 4. It helps in the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins. Role of pancreatic juice in digestion. Composition of pancreatic juice. Pancreatic juice contains the following enzymes. 1. The pancreatic amylase. 2. The trypsin. 3. The pancreatic lipase. Functions of pancreatic juice. Pancreatic amylase, which continues the digestion of starch to maltose. 2. The trypsin, which is converted from trypsinogen by enterokinase, continues the digestion of the rest of proteins and peptides to simpler substances called polypeptides. 3. The pancreatic lipase, which starts the digestion of fats to fatty acids and glycerol. It should be noted that secretion of pancreatic juice is regulated by the hormone secretin, also known as pancreazine. The presence of food in the duodenum causes the lining of the duodenal wall to secrete a hormone called secretin. Secretin is carried in the blood to the pancreas, where it stimulates it to secrete pancreatic juice. Digestion in ileum. Most digestion of food takes place in the ileum. The following enzymes are present to complete the digestive process in the ileum. 1. The maltase. It converts maltose to glucose. 2. The sucrose. It converts sucrose to glucose and fructose. 3. The lactase. It converts lactose to glucose and galactose. 3. The erythropoietin. It converts peptides and polypeptides to amino acids. 4. The enterokinase. It's a non-digestive enzyme, but converts inactive trypsinogen in pancreatic juice to active trypsin. 4. The lipase. It digests fats and not yet digested to fatty acids and glycerol. Absorption of digested food. Absorption of food occurs in the stomach and ileum and colon. It should be noted carefully that digested food is absorbed in the ileum. Adaptation of the ileum for absorption. 1. It has great length to provide a large surface area. 2. The inner surface is folded into microscopic structures called villi to increase the surface area. 3. Each village has a wall of one cell thick for easy diffusion. 4. The surface membrane of each epithelial cell of a villus folds into microvilli. 5. Each villi has blood capillaries and lacteals. 6. The villi are in constant motion.